March Madness is back. Ladies and gentlemen, turn me up. Let's go. Oh, I wanted to make a bracket for so damn long. It's unreal. And we are back. The Madness starts technically tonight. We got some play-in games for the 11 seeds, 16 seeds. These games don't really matter. I mean, but the Madness really starts tomorrow when we wake up. We roll out of bed. I mean, for us, we got to wake up super early. I mean, maybe for this kid, he can wake up at 11. Ben, my man.
How's it going?
Welcome back to the Takeover. My buddy, Ben Luca. He's been on a few times. Some of you guys might recognize him. Big Kings fan.
Oh, yeah.
And New York Giants for the NFL.
I don't know how to talk about them.
Rough
and
combo.
Then, yeah. I'm a Yankees fan.
I'll try not to gag with saying this. He's a Yankees fan. Ben, welcome back. We got March Madness to talk about.
The Dodgers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shut your mouth. Go Doyers! Defending world champs. I'm sorry. I know you hate to see it and hear it.
First time in 30 years.
I know. Finally. I finally witnessed them win a championship.
Oh, don't shut your mouth. I don't want to hear you talk about
What's
it.
What's wrong, Seth?
Be a Mariners fan. I dare. For 1 year, be a Mariners fan.
That's brutal. Tough. Actually, so before we start, what's worse? Being a Kings fan or a Mariners fan?
I'm a little bit biased, but I'd say Mariners.
Oh. I would agree with you.
Just because they haven't made the playoffs.
Longest playoff drought in sports right now.
Yeah, teams I think have the second longest. But if we're going based off those two, the longest is obviously worse. You know. So
I have yet to watch the Mariners in the playoffs because I was 3 years old last time they were in the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness. That's brutal.
See, I think I was 5 last time the Kings were in the playoffs. I remember clearly Chris Webber tearing his ACL. And it's been heartbreak ever since.
That's kind of sad. This got dark. All right,
we talked about doing a conspiracy show on here, and the first one would be the Kings Lakers.
Probably that Kings Lakers. Yeah,
100%.
I would. If you guys ever do that, let me know.
You're for sure the guy. I'm gonna get another Lakers fan, and then you're gonna be on in that exact same
seat.
Bring
the boxing gloves too.
Oh no, those will be here. Yeah, don't you worry about it.
Okay, for sure.
Okay, here we go. March Madness, folks. We got to talk about some talking points here. So, fun fact: the 5 seed. One of them seems to lose every single year. I've got 2 5-seeds losing.
I got 3.
Ben's got 3.
I got 1. 3-2-1.
Holy moly.
All right, Seth, do you want to go first? Who you got losing as a 5-seed? Upset potential.
Okay, so there's one that I think could happen. The UC Santa Barbara over Creighton one. I'm going to talk about Creighton a little bit, but I do have Creighton winning that one. But the one that I do have is Winthrop beating Villanova. Connor Gillespie, Villanova's leading scorer, is gone. He is done for the tournament, done for the year. He's their leading scorer. He's kind of their glue guy. And Villanova's known for like their 4-out-1-in system. And how you stop that is you go small and you play athletic. And that is what Winthrop is. Small lineup, but super athletic, and they shoot it well. I think Winthrop beats Villanova. But I don't see Georgetown. I think every year there's a team that, you know, it was kind of bad all year long, then gets hot in their conference tournament, somehow finds their way into the tournament. This year is a couple of them, Oregon State, Georgetown.
Yeah, Oregon State's
But then those
huge.
Teams never really pan out. I think now you have a week or week and a half to kind of let the emotion settle. I think they're going to go back to being Georgetown. So I do have Colorado winning that one. And then I love Tennessee, so I got Tennessee over Oregon State.
Okay, wow. Interesting. See, yeah, Oregon State, I feel like they just kind of got hot at the right time, obviously, winning the Pac-12 championship tournament. That was really impressive.
Yeah. That was crazy. Beavs never win that.
I know. They never win that because what? They were like, what were they ranked in the Pac? Like 9?
They're 8.
Or 8?
Yeah.
If I'm correct.
But still. 8 or 9 but still. Yeah, like who does that in any conference?
Right.
So yeah, they come back. They become a 12 seed. I really wanted them to I really wanted to pick them to win. Tennessee is just a much better team, in my opinion. And Oregon State relies on 2 players. I can't remember their names, but they were really they're kind of ball hogs, is what I've been reading and seeing. And if they're not on, there's no shot this team wins.
Yeah.
And so in a winner take all game, I'm taking the all around team Tennessee. They're much more likely to win, in my opinion. So that's why I picked Tennessee. I didn't have Oregon State, but I have 2 5-seeds going down. I like UC Santa Barbara to beat Creighton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do. So UC Santa Barbara, pretty impressive record, 22-4. They score 76.5 points per game. So they haven't played any opponents in the top 75, but this team's got height. And I think they can hang around with Creighton. And so that's why I think UC Santa Barbara is going to win. They're coming in the tournament hot as well, and I think they carry that momentum in a victory. Look for this team to be a surefire dub. Ben, who you got?
All right. You know what's funny is the one 5-seed I actually have winning is Villanova. And
the exact opposite of me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is, yeah.
So the other ones obviously are, yeah, UCSB over Creighton.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been big on Creighton, honestly.
Especially like, this year.
Yeah, especially this year. Yeah. So,
like they lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kansas isn't really that good, in my opinion.
Not. They're not. They're not anything special.
Yeah.
I'd say, but I actually do. I'm hyped on Georgetown after what they did in the.
Big East.
Yeah, Big East.
Yeah.
Big
East.
Yeah.
And I don't know. My dad's a Knicks fan. It's always been a big Patrick Ewing guy. And Chris, yeah. He's the coach
the man.
There, so.
That's the Georgetown man.
First time he brought a championship back to the Garden.
Right now.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously.
Did you hear the stuff about how security kept stopping him and everything?
Yeah, I did hear about goodness. That.
Like
that
two years after they did it with Spike Lee, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that happened to Spike
Lee. James Dolan's
the
worst. James Dolan is god awful.
Yeah, Spike Lee was like, I'm literally the reason you sell tickets. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And James Dolan's like, oh, I don't care. They're actually kind of good this year, though. The Knicks are kind of nasty.
They are.
But that's a topic.
They're falling a little bit, but that's a
topic. Yeah, different topic. Yeah, we got collegiate hoops right now.
Yes. So, yeah, my last 12 seed, I got beaten a 5 seed, is actually Oregon State. And a lot of that is because they, you know, won the tournament there.
They're hot.
They are. And I don't know why. A hot 12 seed is just always so intriguing to me.
100%. That's why I picked Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
I also had Georgetown with you.
Okay.
But who was the other team you picked?
Oregon State.
Ooh.
Or Tennessee. Not that I dislike Tennessee. I think there's going to be one of those games that goes down to the wire. It's close, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those mad. The reason why they call it March Madness, you know, it's going to be one of those games. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, Oregon State, they beat USC. They beat Colorado. They beat UCLA.
They have some good wins.
Yeah. But, I mean, Tennessee's also beat Colorado by 10.
I'm big on Tennessee.
Tennessee beat Kansas by 20.
Tennessee, they got...
I like that.
They got like the like perfect that. Blend of like raw talent. They got two guys that are going to go in the lottery, potentially. Keon Johnson will go in the lottery.
Yeah.
Jaden Springer might go in the lottery. And then they got... I'll also have some veterans there, too. So I'm big on Tennessee. I thought they got gypped with the 5 seed. I think the whole SEC got gypped on their seeding, but I'll talk about that more when we get into our Sweet 16s. But I thought Tennessee got gypped on it. They were going to be like my dark horse, like 3 or 4 seed. That was going to get into the Final Four. Yeah. But I think Illinois is going to be really tough, so I couldn't put them going too far.
Nice. Yeah. Illinois
we'll
is
talk about them
damn
later
nice.
Too,
yeah.
They
yeah.
are damn nice. And I feel like they've never been good at basketball.
I know, right?
Until now. Now yeah. I'm sorry, what's the record? 22-6. They're a 1 seed. They went 16-4 in their conference. They beat Michigan by 23. They beat Ohio State twice, Wisconsin twice, whooped Purdue. And I'm like, damn, they have... probably one of the strongest strength of schedules win percentage wise in the country.
Oh, big
based
time.
Off those wins.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So okay, next talking point here for March Madness. Those are the 5 seeds we got going down. Ben's got 3. That's kind of insane.
One of them's got to hit.
One of them's
yeah,
one of them.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
One of them's gonna hit. So who is your guys' Final Four sleepers? Not saying that these teams are going to the Final Four, but you guys think for sure Sweet 16 bound. And when I say sleeper, I mean like 6 seeds or lower.
So 6 seeds or lower, like that are in the Sweet 16, or are we talking?
Sweet 16 and like you think they can make the Final Four. So like Final Four sleepers.
Okay.
Obviously a sleeper isn't going to be a seed that's like a 1 through 4. Cause like,
right.
that's
right.
obviously going to happen, you know? So like who's a team that can easily make a run? Not easily, but who can make it to the Final Four? A good run.
Final Four. The first one that I see come off that I think could be a sleeper here is USC sitting as a 16.
God, that's one of mine, dude. They're
think,
nice.
Yeah, they are, I think USC are. With the Mobley brothers, and then they had a good Pac-12 tournament run as well.
They
but
did.
This team, and I think the West region, I think Gonzaga got probably the best draw I've ever seen for a 1 seed.
Yep.
If we're looking at Gonzaga's draw, you've got a Missouri team who I saw as last like 7 out of their last 9 or something like that coming into the tournament.
Ice cold.
Oklahoma just lost their leading score for the tournament.
Yep.
Creighton, who we've already talked about a little bit. Virginia, who I'm going to talk about in a little bit.
Yep.
And then the bottom half, I think, is up for grabs. I mean, Iowa's good. Yeah, Garza is good, but they've struggled late. And I saw that they're like 4-9 against top 25 teams.
I was
going to
say,
like,
yeah, they're not super good against good competition.
Yeah.
They're not an athletic team.
Especially if you have a team like USC playing against them, where now Garza has to go guard the perimeter because he's probably going to have to guard Evan Mobley because that's the USC center, and Evan Mobley likes to play the perimeter. So now you're bringing him out onto the perimeter.
And he's one of the best defenders in the country.
Yeah, you take him away from the paints. I think USC could make a run at it. Obviously, they'd have to get through Gonzaga by the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
If Gonzaga does what it's supposed to, I think USC could be a team that gets in there.
Yeah, you're right, because you're also looking at Kansas and Oregon in that bottom
half.
Don't
trust Kansas at all.
I don't either. So, yeah, okay. So just USC you got?
USC.
It's okay if you got one. Just I got two. USC's one of them.
In the USC. Sweet 16? Yeah, that's my only one in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I got.
Or no, I got San Diego State in there as well.
Son of a bitch! Those were my two teams.
I think San Diego State.
Those were my two teams.
When I look at March Madness, everyone like wants to look at 3-point shooting, and I'm actually gonna talk bad about 3-point shooting, which is like anti everything I've ever done in my life because I love the three ball.
Oh, me too.
But when you look at March Madness, when it's just one and done games, everyone like falls in love with the 3-point ball, but. If you're going to win in March Madness, you got to play defense.
Oh, yep.
You got to be physical and you got to play defense. And San Diego State, that's what they do. They are a very physical, defensive-minded team.
Yep.
The only problem is they're probably going to get another team that does the exact same thing they do with Houston.
Yep.
That's very physical,
yep.
Smaller, but yep. they're tough inside. And so that's a problem. But I do have them getting in past West Virginia in the second round.
But you mentioned defense. San Diego State, I mean, this is my other final four pick. San Diego State, they average 60 points per game defensively. They allow 60 points per game on average. That's incredible.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They're 2-0 versus top 25 teams. Who they beat? What? Utah State, UCLA, clapped Boise State twice, beat Colorado State. So, I mean, they play some decent teams. Obviously, nothing like the top 10, but they're in the Mountain West. I mean, what else
right,
can you do?
Right.
But, I mean, then they're putting up 74 points per game. It's a 14-point swing. So,
yeah, that's.
I mean, what more can you ask for a coach as a coach?
Yeah,
it's gotta be one of the best plus minuses in the.
That's what I'm thinking.
Point differential.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, and for a 6 seed, give me that all day, son. So
their
yeah.
first round matchup does make me nervous though,
Syracuse,
because that's San Diego State can't shoot it very well, and Syracuse obviously they run the 2-3 zone. They're gonna make you shoot the ball, so that makes I have more confidence in them beating West Virginia if they get to second round than I do of them beating Syracuse in the first round.
God, Seth, you are literally taking all my talking points this show. I was going to say, if they can get past Syracuse, I like them in the Sweet 16.
Yeah,
easily.
100%.
Yeah, if they play.
Houston's going to be tough, though.
Houston's good.
I do like
Houston.
San Diego State a lot, but I think Sweet 16's kind of their mm-hmm. peak.
Yeah, year. That's right. I have Houston moving on after that.
But still, as a 6 seed, I mean, I'd take that if I was San Diego State.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to spoil where I have them, but we'll get... Okay, so yeah, once we get past these talking points, everyone, if you're right. just tuning in, we're going to mention all of our Sweet 16 and on, just so we don't bore you for all round of 64 or 32, because there's three of us. That's going to take a while. So, Ben, since Seth already took both of my Final Four sleepers, you just want to kind of go right ahead and say yours?
I'm going to be honest. USC and San Diego State were definitely... up there for me.
Damn, okay. I mean, it seems kind of obvious with these two, right?
Here's the thing. I've already mentioned this team. I don't know why. I don't think there's any stats to back me up with this.
Okay.
Just they're hot.
Okay.
But Georgetown, I got them.
Wow.
Thing is, I got them.
The Hoyas.
I mean, they make it to the Sweet 16, which is where I have them.
I have them there too.
They're going to be matched up with Michigan, most likely.
Yeah.
And Michigan is one of the most well-balanced teams in the tournament, so
yeah,
that's obviously a tough match. I don't have them winning that, but aside from that, USC Oregon game is gonna be interesting.
Little Pac-12 rematch, because
I do have
Oregon's hot right now.
Yeah, I have them meeting in the Sweet 16 as well. So really, whatever team wins that could challenge Gonzaga. You know, I think we were talking before the show that the one seed's always tricky, you know. Like it's never the favorite to win it all, and I think that might be where they. At least that'll be like the first game where they have a lot of competition, you know. But aside from that, Texas Tech is the next like 5 seeder above that I have, anywhere close to the Final Four.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not super high on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, once you said San Diego State and USC.
Yeah. Like, oh, right, you're well. Telling me. I was like, sick. All right, that's a skip.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk. So a 1 and 2 seed every March, one usually just fucking falls flat right on their face. Mm-hmm. Who's it going to be this year? Seth, do you want to go first? We'll kind of
I'll actually kind of leave off right where, go on right where you left off. And I actually have Michigan game bounced early this year.
Mm.
Michigan, a lot of people like Michigan, but I was talking about how easy Gonzaga's road. I thought Michigan got hosed on their one seed. And this is where I'm going to talk about the SEC too, because I was Sunday morning. I don't know if you guys watched that LSU Alabama SEC championship. But I'm not kidding. That was one of the best basketball games I think I've ever watched. That and it was cool seeing Alabama and LSU because such football schools.
That's football, right? Yeah.
They got in a fight pregame. Then the coaches were jabbing at each other. It was an awesome game. But LSU barely loses in the SEC championship and gets an 8 seed, which shocked me. But I'm picking LSU to beat Michigan. I think LSU beats them in the second round.
Wow.
LSU's got two dudes, Trenton Watford and Cameron Thomas, that could absolutely light up the scoreboard. And Michigan, I like Michigan, but I do think they peaked early this year. I think they've kind of trended downwards. I think isn't Isaiah Livers, I think, might be hurt. I think Dickinson's good to play. But I'm pretty sure Isaiah Livers is out this one. So Michigan, they love the 3-ball. And I think that's what makes me nervous because, like I said, March Madness, you have one bad game where you can't shoot.
Home.
You live and die by the three. And so if you have one bad game, LSU, defensively, they do struggle a little bit, but they have two dudes that I think could keep up with this guy, with Thomas and Watford. And I think LSU is going to beat Michigan.
Wow. Okay. So Michigan getting bounced in the round of 32, folks. You heard it here first from Seth Newville. This is my team that I feel like is going to struggle. And I think Houston's going to fall.
Really?
I think so. I think this is going to be a bold prediction here from your boy, because the Basketball Power Index has Houston at 3rd overall in the country. Mm-hmm. They play pretty good defense. I mean, they are the only team right now that allows less points than San Diego State, but, I mean, Houston's strength of schedule, guys, is ranked 117th.
So where are you saying they get bounced?
Where do I have them getting bounced? Sweet 16.
SDSU.
Okay.
Yep. I have them going a little far. I have San Diego State beating them.
Wow.
Okay.
I do. That's my bold prediction here.
Okay.
I saw a comment. Trev said, give me Georgia Tech. He liked Georgia Tech. I like Georgia Tech originally, Trev. Definitely changed that, though. Moses Wright, their best player in the ACC Player of the Year, is done for the tournament. So definitely scratch that one. I think Georgia Tech's getting bounced. Just wanted to add that.
Georgia Tech.
Go ahead. At a 9 seed.
Oh, yeah. I got Loyola Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, I did too. Once I saw Moses Wright go down.
Yep.
But anyway, who's your seed to get bounced?
He said, I changed it to LOL.
Oh.
Oklahoma State, ?
Oh, we'll get to Oklahoma State.
Our boy, Cade Cunningham, yeah.
I like Oklahoma State a lot. If they weren't playing Illinois, if that wasn't where the seeds where the bracket would lead them, then I'd have them honestly in my Elite Eight at least.
I agree, Hunter. Before the bracket came out, I was really thinking, I can't wait to see where Oklahoma State gets and where Tennessee gets, because those are going to be my two sleepers that I might push to the Final Four. Sure enough, they get 4 or 5 in the same region as Illinois, who I also think is going to be really good. So that pissed me off for sure.
Oh, I think that's tough. That's the best region.
I was going to say, there's a lot of good teams in there.
The top half.
San Diego State.
Oregon State is a 12 seed.
I was going to say, Rutgers even made some noise.
Yep, Clemson's a pretty good team. Syracuse even too, playing San Diego State.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. A lot could happen there.
Yeah, I like the Midwest a lot.
Like, if my bracket's going to get busted early, it's going to be in that.
What was the
one seed? Who's your
one or two seed? Who's going to get busted?
Who's
not going to make it?
Honestly,
because if you're okay, before you answer, if you're a one or two seed, what's your realistic expectations? Right, you got to go at least what, elite eight,
elite eight.
You've got to be elite eight,
and then it's a disappointment, right?
For me, this is a number two seed, but Iowa, I don't have them making it to the Sweet 16 at all. I have them getting bounced by Oregon.
I like that pick. That's one I thought about. I have them losing to USC, but I like the Oregon one.
Yeah, I got Oregon losing to USC as well. But they're super hot. I think they easily make the Sweet 16. They just play fun basketball, you know.
Yeah.
That's something I'm drawn to as a fan, you know. I will admit, I don't think I've watched a single Iowa game this year.
I've only seen clips of Garza. That's okay. I haven't watched a game.
Yeah,
either.
No, exactly. Obviously, looped at Garza. But, other than occasional highlights you see on, Twitter.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched them, so I might be a little bit of bias there, and I'm a West Coast guy, but
yeah.
I don't know. I like Oregon beating them.
They definitely play Big Ten basketball, which actually does kind of help come March Madness because the game slows down.
Right.
And they are so much in the half court with their but I think that's why Oregon could be a difficult matchup for them because Oregon's so fast. They love to push the ball. So it's kind of gonna be a strength on strength, which will be cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not big on Iowa either.
Another one that I'm gonna be watching out for is Texas Tech and Ohio State. Were you guys surprised at all by Ohio State's seeding at two?
No. I thought that was kind of fair,
okay,
in my opinion. Based off what their end result in the Big Ten tourney.
True.
And then their strength of schedule. Their BPI was 10th.
I didn't know that.
So, I mean, I thought that was kind of fair, but I know what you're saying. Because they had 8 losses.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the thing. I looked at
Wait, were you saying surprised how high they were?
Mm-hmm.
A little.
Okay.
A little. Okay.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you mentioned San Diego State and Houston if it gets to that point in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I think that'll be that's definitely a game I'm going to watch.
I went bold as hell here. I know we're supposed to talk about our Sweet 16, but I had Virginia Tech beating Florida, and then I got Virginia Tech beating Ohio State.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Wait.
Wow. Virginia Tech, Florida is the most 10-7 matchup I've ever seen.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like two just kind of underwhelming, boring teams.
Yeah.
At a 10-7 matchup. I never liked the 10-7 matchups.
Virginia Tech's got good wins, though. They got good wins. They beat Virginia by 14, Villanova by 8. They did have a rough game against Syracuse.
Let's talk about Virginia. Where do you guys have Virginia? Because I think that's going to be a big conversation because they still have yet to release which players tested positive for COVID and which players are going to be out.
Oh, shoot, that's them.
God, you're right.
Oh, I have them losing to Ohio. I have Ohio winning the first two games. That's my big upset one.
I had Virginia beating Ohio, but I had UCSB beating Virginia.
Yeah, same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I got I have Ohio beating Virginia, then Ohio beating Creighton. I like the UCSB pick, though. Creighton's under
too.
A lot of heat right now.
I think it's a surefire upset.
Yeah, UCSB.
I think I'm probably going to put money down on that. Yep, absolutely.
They haven't been in the tournament for 20-something years. I just don't know if I could trust them.
Don't matter.
Creighton, I don't like
the
Creighton.
Time
plus,
is now.
Creighton is, I don't know if their coach is even joining them because he got in trouble for those remarks. He made some remarks. it's Doug McDermott's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's their coach. But he's on Leaf. I think he's on paid Leaf right now. So I don't even think they have their head coach. So I think that definitely could be an upset. But I think Ohio will get through.
All right. Should we talk about our Sweet 16s?
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll start with the West region. My first game, I got Gonzaga, UCSB. What do you guys got?
Same exact.
Really?
Yeah.
In the Sweet 16, Gonzaga, Ohio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who do you have winning?
Gonzaga.
Zags.
Yeah, that's where my Cinderella ends with Ohio.
Okay. That's where my Cinderella ends with UCSB.
Same.
Next game, I got USC Oregon.
Yep.
Wow, you have Oregon over Iowa too?
Yeah.
Hmm. I do have Iowa getting through that one, but then I got USC beating.
Yep.
Beating Iowa.
Same. So we have the USC win.
Michigan Oregon. Georgetown. That's what I got next.
Same actually. You got Georgetown going all the way through too.
I got them
over Florida
16.
State.
Yeah. Yep.
Really? Yep, Florida State's like everyone's loving Florida State right now.
Everyone loved Michigan State with Denzel Valentine.
I know. That's kind of what I was thinking of.
Just saying.
I got Florida State and LSU in my Sweet 16 right there because I have LSU bouncing Michigan and then Florida
That's
State
right.
getting through.
Okay.
I have Florida State in my Elite Eight.
Florida State is nice. I had a tough time picking that one, but
they just fit that mold for me.
Something's buzzing about Georgetown with me.
I know, right?
Where it's like, this is their time of the year to shine.
It's a gut feeling for me.
Yeah, Trev, I agree. He says Colorado over Georgetown. I think Georgetown's one of those teams that went on a run, but now the emotion's gone.
I think Colorado got too big of a kick to the dick against Oregon State.
Kick to the dick. That's poetry.
Yeah, I know.
And Shakespeare over here.
Yeah, see, my like Cinderella team-ish or in Oregon State is hot. I have them win in one game and then bouncing out against Oklahoma State.
Ooh, okay.
But we'll get to that.
Okay, next game, Texas-Bama.
Yeah.
I got Bama.
Surefire. I got Texas beating Bama.
Well, what's your matchup?
Bama-Texas.
Okay, I got Bama winning.
Yeah, same.
No, I got Texas over Bama.
Yo.
I just saw something.
We'll get to yours.
They shoot like
I'm going to save my Texas talk for a little bit, but I got Texas.
Tell me
there.
If I'm wrong, but I thought I saw something that says Bama shoots like 50% of their shots are threes.
Yeah,
they're
that
shooters.
Is nuts.
That is, yeah.
But so I guess like
they were. Bama's a fun team to watch because they get after it defensively too.
Yeah,
that's crazy though. They're best.
Dogs.
They're the SEC like player of the year, and their best player obviously Herb Jones is like their fourth leading scorer and like the 40-something leading scorer in the SEC. And he won SEC player of the year. That's how good he is on defense.
Oh my god!
So it's impressive. I think that's gonna be a fun game. Those are two very similar teams of Texas and Bama, but Texas. All right. I got Texas, Florida State there in my Elite Eight.
Moving to the South region, I got Baylor, Winthrop.
You have Winthrop all the way through?
Wow, yep.
Wow, okay.
I went bold as hell this year, boys.
Wow.
Who'd they beat? Oh, whoops. Who'd I have them beating?
I listened to I don't know if you guys ever heard of the DA show. I talk about it quite a bit on this show.
Oh, I have them beating Purdue.
I listen to the DA show every morning when I drive to work, and they're his best buddy's like the play-by-play guy for Winthrop. And they have this game where like they do these side bets, and if he loses, then DA gets to come up with some like weird ass sayings that the Winthrop guy has to put in a game, and some of them are pretty funny.
That's funny, dude.
it's pretty good. That's all I know about Winthrop. I do have them beating Villanova, but then I got Baylor, Purdue. I think Purdue's a sleeper. I think Purdue can make a run at it.
I do not believe in Purdue.
I don't. I do have them on my Sweet 16, but I have them losing to Baylor.
Okay, Baylor's.
You'll
good
hear
team.
More from me about Baylor, but.
Okay. Next game, I got Arkansas, Virginia Tech.
Wow, really? You did go bold.
I went bold as hell.
This region is really boring for me.
Yeah,
I agree.
I have Arkansas, Ohio State.
Okay.
I got Texas Tech, Ohio State. Ooh. Ohio State winning.
Okay. I have Arkansas in my Elite Eight.
I got Arkansas winning. Next game, I got Illinois, Oklahoma State.
Illinois, Tennessee, which pained me because I love Cade
Cunningham. You love Cade Cunningham.
But also
dude.
Those teams that rely like everything that goes through Tripp's muscle man. Oh, I hate muscle man. See, that's why I hate picking Arkansas because muscle man's the worst. but Oklahoma State, they rely so much on Cade and that team has no shooters. But
Cade's a dog.
Cade's a dog. He's definitely a dog. But Tennessee is.
Well, doesn't Cade have a teammate that's pretty good? I can't remember his name, but he's got like kind of a running mate that's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know why Oklahoma State has him coming off the ball so much.
Avery Anderson III.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
kind of nice.
But they don't have Cade bring the ball down, which I don't really understand. But I think
that
Tennessee
doesn't make
gets
sense
there.
To
I got Tennessee, Illinois.
Okay.
What about your secret?
Illinois, Oklahoma State.
Same.
Yeah.
You got Illinois winning?
Nope, Oklahoma State.
Really?
You have them in your Elite Eight?
Boys, I literally went bold this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Upset Central, baby. Let's go. All right, San Diego State, Houston's my next one.
Same. I got Houston winning.
San Diego State.
I got Houston. So you have San Diego State and Oklahoma State or coming out of that.
I do. Yeah,
so then who the hell's in your Final Four?
I don't know. We'll get there.
All six seeds.
Okay, so what? Now we're moving to the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
What about the East region?
Oh, we covered that.
Oh, we did. I'm stupid.
Whoa. No, you're kind of.
I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, that was Michigan, Georgetown, Texas,
that's right.
Bama. Okay, Elite Eight. I got Gonzaga, USC.
That's mine, too.
Yep.
Same. I got the Zags winning.
Could be almost a trap game. But
I know.
I like Gonzaga here, but I think this could be a trap game.
They're a much better shooting team than USC.
Right. Yeah. But that's why I'm almost makes me nervous, because that's Gonzaga's one weakness. They don't defend the post very well.
Yeah.
So I think Mobley could have a good one there, but I do have Gonzaga.
But I don't know. Like, I don't see USC going to the Final Four. That's why.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
West Coast guy, but Not that West Coast.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have they ever had like a legit basketball team?
No.
I know DeRozan went there, but
they had OJ Mayo, DeRozan.
OJ Mayo, what a name.
Right, bro? He was a 1 year wonder and a half.
I thought him and Rudy Gay were going to be like the next duo.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like the future of the Grizzlies, you know?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, and crazy thing is, the Timberwolves took OJ Mayo and the Grizzlies took Kevin Love and they traded.
Yeah.
On draft night.
That's crazy.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
I forgot about that, too.
Oh, my goodness. How crazy would that have been?
Rudy Gay, Kevin Love, Z-Bo.
Z-Bo. Yeah.
Marc Gasol, right?
Okay, that's just too many. They would have traded one of them. But
yeah, that is true. That's why they probably traded Kevin Love for OJ.
True.
Damn, Timberwolves kind of
Timberwolves, bro. Swooped. This is a separate thing, but if you looked at their trade history and just
draft, oh, my gosh.
Somehow worse than the Canes,
honestly, it is damn true.
I'm terrified Cade's going to go there. But also pairing Cade with D'Lo and Kat and
Anthony Edwards
off the bench, too. Team, that would be,
they can't be bad.
They just need a coach.
They can't be bad.
They need a coach.
No, they do need a coach bad.
I mean, speaking of March Madness and coaches, I heard Juwan Howard's like the hottest name on the NBA block already.
Really?
For one year in college. Yeah.
Wow.
I heard everyone's going after him.
Howard go after that. Was it another coach?
Or yeah.
Like a player?
Maryland's coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Juwan Howard, I got Michigan Bama next game.
Yes, same. I got Michigan winning.
I got Florida State Texas. I got Texas getting through.
Ooh, I got Bama going to the Final Four.
I like that. See, I do like Bama. I'm bummed that they're in Texas' side, but
yeah. I think this is another bias for me. I've always been a low key Michigan fan, so I got them beating Bama, but I do love Bama's team.
If Juwan Howard took this team to the Final Four in his first year,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What happened to Michigan's old Boeheim or whatever? He went to Cleveland for a second. He was the Cavs coach for a second. But now I don't know what the hell he's doing.
What? Huh? Yeah, what did he do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know where he's at now.
Although, I will say this, Michigan's had a hard time developing players into the league.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Like Mo Wagner, Nick Stauskas.
Get me started on Nick Stauskas.
Bunch of white boys.
Yeah, no, and who's the other one, though? Trey Burke. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a flop.
Trey Burke, he was all right with
The Jazz.
Yeah.
He's still running,
too. Warriors, too, right, for a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, like, we thought he was going to be way better.
Yeah.
Like, very true. Way better. And then there was another player. I mean, I guess the only one that I can think of is Caris LeVert.
Oh, yeah, he's balling.
That's absolutely balling from Michigan.
Yeah. Didn't they have Robinson III, too?
He was just a freak athlete. Yeah. He was just really athletic.
By the Canes here.
Glenn Robb, yeah. I
think he was a Michigan guy. Michigan or Georgetown?
He was Michigan.
He was Michigan?
Yeah. Okay.
Super athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
he was at the 3, too. He's like 38%, something like that.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always liked him, but he wasn't a good fit. I don't know. we'll keep it on track.
Baylor, Arkansas.
That's what I have too. And this is the one I won't make my bracket official till tomorrow.
Oh, you're this holding
is the one
off
I'm,
on this?
This is the one I'm back and forth on. Baylor. Yeah. I have Baylor right now.
But you're thinking about scribbling?
But this is one I'm very back and forth on.
Okay.
I got Baylor, Ohio State with Baylor winning.
Okay, Seth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Baylor over Arkansas right now.
I got Arkansas beating Baylor.
Okay, really?
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Ohio State has the easiest road to the... What are we at?
Elite Eight?
I do like Arkansas a lot.
I do, too.
They got a dude. True. Moses Moody is going to be legit.
See, here's the thing. I got Colgate beating Arkansas, so that's
kind of... I love that. Yeah. That's a good upset right there.
I like the Rail Riders a lot.
I would love to see.
You're going
I like
with
Arkansas.
The toothpaste school?
Yes.
That's what you're doing. Yes. Really?
I would love to see Muscleman get bounced in the first round, though. As much as I like Arkansas, Muscleman's the worst. I'd love to see him get bounced.
Yeah, so maybe.
Muscleman.
maybe just the fact
that. Tried to fight one of the BSU players like 2 years ago when they played here. He was psycho. He was Nevada's coach.
Okay. You ready for this Elite Eight matchup? I got Oklahoma State, San Diego State.
And the winner gets Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yo.
I have Illinois Houston here. And this one I was a little bit back for it, but I really like Illinois.
Oh, what a little seed whore. Okay, Ben, what do you got?
I got Illinois Houston too with Houston winning.
Oh my goodness. The 1-2 seeds. Okay. All right. I got San Diego State going to the Final Four.
Wow.
I got them beating Oklahoma State. Wow,
really?
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if San Diego State gets bounced for round one.
Oh, my goodness. I hope that doesn't happen. I'd be fucked.
That's probably I don't want to say their toughest, but cause, I mean, then they've got to play Houston. But I think if they can beat Syracuse, they can definitely beat West Virginia.
Yeah. I'm not a big West Virginia fan this year.
Either.
All right, boys. The Final Four.
Yeah.
So I got my Final Four is Gonzaga, Texas, Baylor, Illinois. Baylor and Arkansas still debating it, though.
I got Gonzaga versus Bama, and then I got Arkansas versus San Diego State.
See, here I am, a little seed whore. I got 1 seed Gonzaga against 1 seed Michigan, and then 1 seed Baylor against 2 seed Houston.
Damn, straight through.
Yeah. I know. I feel like I'm never like that, but it just kind of happened this way.
You also have a lot of 13 and 12 seeds, though, winning, so it's understandable.
Yeah, exactly. Who you guys got going to the
Natty. My second game is Arkansas San Diego State. 3-6. Could happen.
It could.
It's not happening.
I mean, I don't think it happened.
I'll give you $10 or I'll give you $1,000 if it happens. You can just give me 10 if it doesn't.
I mean,
you're getting a whole almost the second wave of a stimulus right here. I'm like Papa Joe right now. Just like feeding you
another stimulus check, Joe. I'm gonna do that bet.
ten for a thousand. If it's Arkansas,
San Diego State in the Final Four.
Should kind of get on that.
Get that.
Panda Express is right down the road. You're bringing me orange chicken.
Okay. Chow mein's fried rice split. I got you as well. I got Arkansas winning that game.
You got Arkansas on your natty, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
At least it was okay. If you guys said San Diego State, there, I'd have a little bit more issue.
Yeah, there's no way San Diego State makes it.
Yeah.
But they'll make it to the Final Four.
Did you have Gonzaga or Bama?
Gonzaga.
Okay. So you have Gonzaga and
Arkansas. A 1-3.
What about you, Seth?
I got this is where I have Gonzaga losing. I have Texas beating Gonzaga. I'm big on Texas right now.
Sounds like it. No, everything you said has been very
Texas.
Pro-Texas.
Yeah.
You got family
I've been
or
like,
something?
No. When I was a kid, I loved DJ Augustine. He was like my guy.
Wow.
And so
DJ Augustine.
Oh, yeah. I was a big DJ Augustine guy. And so I like Texas, and I love their colors and their football team, too. So I've always like rooted for Texas. But this, I think, is the best Texas team I've seen.
Yeah.
And everything I've preached to this point, I keep saying, defense, size, and physicality is how you win in March Madness. That is what Texas have. They have like three guys that are going to supposed to get three centers that are supposed to get drafted in the NBA this year with Greg Brown, Kai Jones, Jericho Sims.
They're the lengthiest college team like I've ever seen.
Oh, they're massive. And Shaka, they got some Shaka magic in there.
They have a center get drafted every year, I swear to God.
They do. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. They like those athletic bigs. And they got three of them this year. Kai Jones is supposed to go lottery. Greg Brown might go lottery. Jericho Sims is supposed to go second round. Then you got Andrew Jones on the wing. I think this Texas team is deep, and I think that is what gives Gonzaga fits is size. That's been their one weakness, so I think Texas will be able to take down Gonzaga there. Ooh, and then I have Illinois winning. Whether it's Baylor or Arkansas, I do have Illinois getting through. I think they're legit.
Well, here's my Final Four. I already told you my Final Four. I thought he was winning my Final Four.
There you go.
I got Gonzaga beating Michigan.
Okay.
That one kind of pained me. Not that I dislike Gonzaga at all, but I really like Michigan is the thing. But I do have Gonzaga winning. I think this is their year, you know. I know people have said that a lot. And
this is the best Gonzaga team they've had.
No, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
I've never hopped on the Gonzaga bandwagon ever. But this year, it's just different. And then my other game is Baylor beating Houston. I just think between those two, Baylor's the obvious choice.
Baylor's backcourt is one of the best college backcourts I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Jared Butler and Davion Mitchell.
They're pretty nasty.
I love them both.
Those guys are gnarly.
I am hoping.
Too bad Arkansas's better.
Take that back. But I wouldn't mind if my NBA team drafted one of them too.
That's all you guys have right now is guards, though.
I know.
Yeah, you're loaded.
They're supposed to both go first round, though. You could get one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I want to talk about NBA so bad, but
on college basketball. We can talk some NBA after this.
For sure.
Okay, national championship.
Yeah. You guys are looking at me. You want me to start?
Yeah, I was going to say, we both just looked at him. Who wants to go? I can go.
Yeah, you go first.
I got Gonzaga cutting the Nets. I don't know.
Bro, you're calling a seed whores, and then you're picking the undefeated team to win it all?
Yeah, no. Has that ever worked out?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's ever worked out.
No. But you know what? Since it was like 19, I saw it the other day. It's been like 38 years or something like that.
So it can happen.
Kentucky was undefeated a couple years ago, and they had Carl Anthony Towns and that team. But then they lost to Wisconsin.
Though, right?
Yeah, they lost to Wisconsin in the Final Four. And then Duke beat Wisconsin in the final.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And then Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow's Duke team won it.
That's right.
What a sorry ass draft class that Duke team was. Oh my God. Good
Lord. Oh, I know. None of those guys panned out. Tyus, Justice. Who else did they have?
Jahlil Okafor.
Jahlil.
And then there was another guy.
Amil Jefferson, but I don't think he made it to the league.
Bro.
Who was their guard? They had another guard.
Yeah, they had another guard. Who was
Quinn Cook. It was Quinn Cook.
There's a little side story.
He got a ring. He got two rings. One in Golden State, one in LA.
He does.
He didn't really do much for him, but he got him.
He had some assists.
Who's the guy that was on the Raptors and then he's on the Warriors and the Raptors, and he won three straight rings his first 3 years. I don't think.
I know who you're talking about.
Who was it?
Some guy like Quinn Cook.
He played a little bit. He was a guard. He played a little bit on the Warriors, and now he doesn't play. Defender. Oh my God, this is gonna piss me off.
I know.
You say it. Say it. Do you know? Who was it?
No.
Big ass hair.
He did. I thought he had big ass hair.
I didn't think so. He played a lot like Kent
Bazemore. This is gonna piss me off as well.
Yeah. You know, I really like Kent Bazemore.
He played a lot like Kent Bazemore because he was supposed to be like Kent Bazemore's replacement in Golden State. Holy cow, this is gonna piss me off. I'll figure it out.
No, I won't waste time trying to think of it.
Okay, I got Gonzaga beating Arkansas.
What's the they always had that tiebreaker pick the final score.
Yeah.
77-65. It's gonna be an ass whooping.
Trev got it, Patrick McCaw.
That's who it was. Yeah. Patrick McCaw. Yeah,
thanks,
Trev. Right. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
What a guy. Reminds me of a Swaggy P a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Wasn't he from UNLV?
Patrick?
Yeah. Was he a UNLV guy?
That sounds right.
I think so. I think he was a UNLV guy.
Okay. All right, I don't know.
Shout out Christian Wood.
Yep.
He's a MVP. Stud.
Christian Wood was a UNLV guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Stud in a
Go Rebels.
They've produced some nice talent.
They obviously have.
But where are they in this tournament? Nowhere. So
exactly. Seth, who's your champion?
I got Texas. I have Texas winning.
See,
it.
See, dude, he's got a little Texas boner.
See, okay, I have that.
He's got a Longhorn.
Hook him.
There's definitely some bias there. I definitely do like Texas. But I think this is, I mean, they haven't had it. That's also why I like Tennessee's, because Rick Barnes is their coach, old Texas guy. But Shaka Smart, I think, I mean, this is his time. He came to Texas to bring them a championship, and they have all the weapons, and they're big. I think it would be a hell of a game. I have them beating Illinois by 5. 72-67, but what are you talking? What are you saying over
there? Well, I'm a UCLA fan. I got my Bruins in the Final Four now. I just changed it.
Your Bruins are an 11 seed playing right now in a play-in game.
Too bad they're about to
run
the fucking tourney, baby.
Than a team that won the Big 12 and sitting as a 3 seed.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding.
I got Michigan State, UNC, in my Natty.
It's over, it's Roy Williams.
No, I actually got. I was going to be surprised, but I got Baylor over Gonzaga.
Ooh.
I like that pick.
Very close game, but
that'd be sick if Baylor won.
I've always been, I've always been a lightweight Michigan fan. I've always been heavy on the Baylor Bruins. They are,
Baylor Bears.
I'm stupid.
It's okay. It's okay. We're talking UCLA. You got mixed up.
I got lean in this cup, so it's
happens.
Yeah, the Baylor Bears. I'm stupid. I got them winning by 5, 72-67.
No, that's my score.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, my goodness.
I have Texas over Illinois, 72-67. I'm pretty sure. Let me check my app. But I'm pretty sure I got 72-67. That's funny.
Yeah.
Bro, the Wizards just beat the Jazz.
I know. I saw that.
By 9.
Wow.
Beal
Wizards are trending upward.
They're playing.
Oh, they're actually kind of not bad.
Rui Hachimura is averaging like 13.5 now.
Speaking of Gonzaga. Rebounds.
Holy Joe Ingles shot 8 of 10 from 3 and scored 34 points. Mitchell had 42.
Beal had 43, I saw.
Oh, my God. Westbrook had 35, 14, and 13.
God, Westbrook's the worst.
He actually shot well.
Yeah, man.
Bradley Beal had 43.
It's funny. Yesterday, he put up, like, same exact numbers as Fox, but, like, 5 of 18 shooting, and whereas Fox was
A little bit better.
I was actually noticing today, I was looking at their basketball references. I don't know if you guys are big basketball reference guys, but that is, like, the nicest layout of any, like, stats
and stuff. Yeah. Anytime I look at, like
baseball
career
reference
stats,
too,
like,
but we can talk about that later. But
anytime I need to reassure that everyone knows that Jordan's better than LeBron, I always get a basketball reference.
So, wait, what were you saying about
Fox and Westbrook?
Well, what's, like, the best feeling? What were you saying?
No, the best, like, aesthetically, and then just, like, having all the numbers there. They have so many different, like, they'll go true shooting or, like, last 10 games, last whatever. But they also have, like, see, now I can't think of any specifics. But they have a lot of cool categories if you, like, scroll through. Just of players, like,
okay.
You can look up any players ever played ever. And they'll pull up their basketball reference, and it's super dope. Anyway, I was looking at Fox and comparing him to Westbrook.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I see what you're talking about now.
Over their first 4 years in the league, they actually have, like, very similar numbers, but Fox is a little bit more efficient.
Did I tell you this? Like, Fox right now reminds me of the young Westbrook in OKC.
Yeah. I've always liked the John Wall comparison.
Yeah.
Me too, but Fox is a way better shooter.
He is. He is, and Fox struggles so bad at the free throw line.
Yeah.
But so does Westbrook and John Wall, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, I think Wall's a better finisher and he's stronger, but Fox is quicker
and
the better three-point shooter.
Like, from half court, three steps, he's at the hoop.
It's crazy.
Like, only, Giannis is doing that, you know.
Yeah.
And he's
Can he kind of throw down, like, Wall and Westbrook can? Or like they used to?
He's actually gotten a lot stronger. I've seen him
Look beefier.
Like, body some people. To get to the lane, you know.
That's good, dude. That's even more dangerous, in my opinion.
Listen to this. The last Kings jersey I bought was Tyreek Evans during his rookie year. I still have that thing. So I think I've been due for a Kings jersey. I think
it's time to get Fox.
This year's Sactown, like the black and blue and red ones.
It's time for a Fox jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And then give me a year or two, I might get a Halliburton, too. But
that would be sick.
Thank God I didn't get
such a steal.
Marvin Bagley stuff. He makes me cry every day.
I sent him the Shams reported the injury. He broke his
hand again.
Again.
That was the Luka and Trey draft class, right? Because it went Ayton, Bagley, Luka, Jaren Jackson, and then Trey.
What? Yep. Oh my God, you're right.
Yep.
Wow.
It's tough. I still think Bagley could be like a 15-8 guy.
I think so, too. It's just the
terrible defender.
It's the health.
Yeah, and the health is,
I told Ben earlier this year, I was like, he's going to get hurt. And he was looking healthy. He was good. And I see the tweet pop up on my timeline.
Yeah.
Marvin Bagley fractures wrists.
And
I sent
and
it to him.
He had been playing well. He had been having a lot of like 25-plus point games.
He was playing good. Like in our fantasy basketball league, he was putting up some good numbers. I don't know who has him. But he was a solid pickup.
I think the best thing for the Kings and for his career is just we got to move on from
him. Yeah. You know, same with Buddy. Buddy's got to go, too.
I think so. Yes, Buddy's got to go.
Especially with Tyrese there.
I really think, Fox and Tyrese are really the nucleus. But Rashawn Holmes.
I like Rashawn Holmes.
Stud and a half.
Yeah.
I think you could legitimately argue he's a top 5 to 7 center in the league. Like two-way player, athletic. He can run with the best of them. He's a good rim protector. He can throw down. He's a good shooter.
It's better than Whiteside, that's for damn sure.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got him cheap, so I wasn't too upset.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. But anyway, I got Baylor.
Okay. So, I got
Gonzaga, Texas, and Baylor.
Yep.
Hey, I'm glad it wasn't all like Gonzaga, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to think like Gonzaga's definitely probably not going to win the championship. Like, odds are, do they really go what? What's Gonzaga's record? 26-0. What does Gonzaga really go 32-0?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's really unlikely, but I mean,
if a team is to do it, I think this is the team.
I think so too. They average 92 points per game and only allow 69.
Suggs, Joel Ajayi.
That is ridiculous.
Corey Kisper. Corey Kisper is going to be legit. Yeah, because everyone talks about Jalen Suggs and deservedly so, but Corey Kisper, that dude's like literally like Joe Harris's son.
Yeah, splitting image of Joe Harris.
same player as Joe Harris.
Is he still shooting like 48-50% from three this year?
Harris?
Or has he pulled off a little bit?
Let's take a look.
Or for like the first half of the year, he's shooting like 51% or something. It's freaking ridiculous.
He's a stud. I like Joe. I'm watching him and Kisper's games are like the exact. I've never seen such a similar.
Joe Harris is a bucket. He's a sniper. Joe Harris.
That Nets team is ridiculous. Literally go
has Blake even played yet? I don't think Blake's played yet, right?
I think so. Which I think should definitely come off the bench.
Yeah.
I don't know why Joe Harris hasn't been starting.
He hasn't been starting?
Joe Harris. Could be wrong. Oh my God. Joe Harris is literally shooting 50% from three.
Oh wait, no. Wow. KD's been out, so yeah, he's been starting.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, that's literally insane.
What was the number again? Sorry.
50. He's shooting 50% from three.
That's insane.
On 6 points, so seven attempts.
Yeah, that's.
That's insane.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
That's a shooter. That's a marksman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, we're rocking, 51 minutes right now. Anything you guys want to add before we wrap up here? I think we kind of nailed that tournament. Make sure you guys, hey, if you got any last-minute tinkers, take our advice.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, San Diego State.
Are very, very.
Not to the final four.
San Diego State, here they come. The Aztecs, baby. Let's go.
You got them in your final four as a sixth seed, right?
Yep.
You know, that's never happened before.
UConn's made it as a 10 seed.
In the final four?
Yes.
Kentucky. VCU went as a.
Yeah.
They were like a 10, I think.
Oh, I'm
Kentucky was a 9 seed.
They've never gone to the championship. I'm stupid. I forgot you didn't have them. You're natty.
No.
Yeah, I don't see any of these teams this year doing it. Being a 6 seed to get there. I like San Diego State, but that's a lot. And yeah, they got a tough draw, too. They got to go Houston, Illinois, Tennessee, get any of those teams.
They're up for the challenge.
That's brutal. Yeah. That's real brutal.
Are you just saying that because they beat Boise State?
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, you absolutely nailed it. That's exactly
any team that can beat the Broncos.
They beat them twice. They're clearly going all the way.
Where, if the Boise State hadn't been, if they didn't lose like their last five games, Where would they have been seated?
The highest point I ever saw them when they were undefeated, 10? Or when they had just lost to Houston, I saw them at 7. Oh, Lenardi had them as a 7 at one point.
Dang. Wow.
When they were like 14-1 or whatever, and their only loss was Houston. And then, obviously,
I mean, all they had to do was beat San Diego State once.
Did they go 4-7?
And then win one game in the tournament.
Yeah.
Didn't they finish 18-8?
Yeah.
After starting 14-1.
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
It was brutal.
Yeah. Very tough. Well, yeah, that got sad. Because, yeah, right. I mean, as Boise State basketball fans, they're 0-6 in the tournament. We just want to see them make the tournament and win one game.
Yeah,
if they get bounced, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Yeah.
So
I saw some that they made it to the round of 32 in like 75 or something like that.
Oh, really?
I think so. I was doing some research before.
Was it Roberto's days?
I have no clue.
Roberto Bergeson.
Why did I just get a notification saying Justin Fields 4-4-1 40-yard dash?
He's breaking said, news.
I'll be in the 4-3s by pro day. If he runs a 4-3, that's a problem.
Yeah. Bro.
Wow.
How do you feel about that Taysom Hill contract?
So, okay. At first, I
got James
had
back,
an
though.
Aneurysm.
Yeah. But there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I didn't
there's a ton of details that it's pretty much just a phony contract just to save cap space.
It's so weird. Like, this is such a big number.
That's huge. 4 years for $140 million. Yeah. So all of those years are voidable.
Okay.
So, and none of it's guaranteed. So they can literally, it's literally a 1 year deal. It can be.
Gotcha.
So they can literally X off however much they want.
A kind of training camp competition between him and Jameis, or do you think it's going to be like
that's what Sean said?
It split starts throughout the season.
Sean said they're fighting for a QB job.
Right. I'd take Jameis.
I'd take Jameis 100. It's got to be Jameis.
It's gonna be Jameis.
As much as, I mean, I can't say as much as I like Taysom Hill. I don't like Taysom Hill.
You don't?
I think
he's a Coug.
I think he's it's all like
he's from Idaho though.
Yeah, he is. Pocatello Cougars boy. Suck.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'll never root on a BYU guy.
Take out. I mean, he did all right, but put him on like any other team, I don't think he's successful at all.
No, I know. It's like, definitely a Sean Payton system.
It's Sean Payton's.
I think he's a successful football player, not a successful quarterback.
Yeah.
Yes. Is what I'll say.
I completely agree. He's a freak athlete.
Yeah.
If he could, like, only ever play college football, he'd be a stud. He'd be like Tim Tebow on
steroids. He probably could. He was at BYU. Those guys play for, like, years.
He was he was a Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
Before he broke his ankle.
I mean, if we want to go through the list of Heisman candidates that should be getting paid $140 million.
I mean, well, for someone that dealt with a gnarly injury every year in college, he's been surprisingly healthy.
Yeah.
He has. He really has.
And it's honestly pretty impressive.
Would you take Taysom Hill or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones. I think Daniel's better than people give him credit for.
I really do, too. He's a freak athlete.
Yeah, he's fast.
Honestly, bro,
His peak, when he ran and fell down.
Yeah.
He ran like 22 and a half miles per hour.
And that's like running backs.
It's as fast, if not faster, than Tyreek Hill at his fastest this year.
There is no way.
Hey, the numbers speak for themselves.
I didn't believe it either.
My jaw hit the floor when I saw that.
He was outrunning the DBs and the safeties. I know
he's outrunning
like
himself. He
literally outrun himself.
That's fair too.
He wanted that touchdown so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
That was such a big play. Was that against the Eagles Monday
night? Yeah, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and you end up losing that game, bro. Oh,
Evan Ingram. I'm glad we signed Kyle Rudolph.
Evan Ingram
Kyle Rudolph didn't do anything, but
that's low key a good sign.
It is.
Honestly, I like Kyle Rudolph.
2 years, like $8 million or something.
It's a bargain and a half.
We got one of the Rosses. I always get John Ross and
it was John Ross.
Okay, yeah.
You got John Ross?
Yeah.
For 1 year, $2.5 million, something like that. Maybe it was like $4 million.
Perfect.
It's cheap.
Yeah, well he's very underwhelming right now.
Yeah. But I'm still I'm holding out for Galladay.
Oh, if you guys got Galladay, that would be game.
That would open up Sterling Shepard so much. It'd open up Darius Slayton.
So then what do you draft?
I think we still draft somebody from Alabama. Either
someone from Alabama.
That's a
well,
safe
like
pick.
One of their receivers says they got
Waddle or Devontae Smith.
I've seen a lot of I would rather have Devontae Smith, but I've seen a lot of
he's dropping right now.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that, and I've seen like every what are those called?
Mock drafts.
Yeah, the mock drafts have the Giants getting Waddle. I've seen like five different ones, all of them getting Waddle.
What about the O-line? Mm-hmm. Is that a problem?
I think it was getting better. I think people because for 5 years the Giants have like had a bottom five O-line, but we're not bad. We're giving at least like the second half of the season. It's not terrible.
Oh, and yeah, Saquon was out the whole year, too. That didn't help Daniel Jones at all.
It's not
help.
Although Wayne Gallman kind of balled out.
Yeah, but that's not as much as a threat in the play action as
you know,
Saquon.
I'm curious on what your guys' opinion is on this. Because if you think about, like, every championship team who have, like, won the Super Bowl the last, you go back, like, 20 years, which one of them has had, like, a top three running back?
Oh, I say it all the time. Do not pay running backs.
Honestly, yeah, none of them.
Do not pay running backs.
I'm literally trying to think.
Saquon, like, that is one of my favorite players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But if he's asking for, which I don't think he will be, he's not that type of guy, but if he's asking for, like, 100-plus mil,
no.
There's no way you can pay him.
No, you don't pay running backs.
Even if he wasn't hurt.
Well, running back, first of all, can't be good unless you have a good offensive line.
Yeah.
So if they take all the money, you can't give it to your offensive line.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
trying to think a running back that was like top three in the league that year or like top five. I mean, Marshawn Lynch.
I think that might have been the last one.
I think borderline too. I feel like he got a lot of hype after those, like
Beastquakes.
After those runs.
I mean, the Pats did it with James White. Chiefs did it with Darnell Williams, so they just cut.
Yeah.
Or Damian Williams or whatever.
Jay Ajayi on the Eagles. Jonathan Stewart on the Panthers. CJ Anderson on the Broncos. Devontae Freeman for the Falcons. They
who
went
was
to,
nice at the time, who, but he yeah. lost. They lost, so
it was, that was a 1 year thing too.
Yeah,
I think the biggest one that went would be probably Todd Gurley, but then he was awful that run. He
yeah.
was hardly
he, yeah.
Like,
he really
they barely
was.
Played him that whole playoff.
He had arthritis in his knee.
Yeah.
Or this is going back a little bit, but poor LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, he was
oh yeah
the guy. Those Chargers teams,
bro.
Gave
if
me
they had Drew Brees,
they had LT, Sean Merriam, Phillip Rivers, and Antonio Gates, and yeah. never made a Super Bowl.
That's insane.
I think if they would have had Brees, they would have. That's they would have won at least
by
one.
By far the most talented team.
Yep.
For like the entire 2000s, to yeah. have never made a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like
I'm pretty sure they were first in defense and offense.
And offense, oh, yeah, yeah. 9-7.
Yeah.
And, like, how is that possible, bro? That is ridiculous. Oh,
that is the
who was coach? Was it was Schottenheimer the coach during
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that is the biggest Charger stat.
I think that was 2010 or 2011, something like that, when the Chargers had the number one offense, number one defense.
Yeah.
I think that was after Schottenheimer.
Oh,
I think
okay.
that was what's his name? Another I like Schottenheimer a lot.
Yeah, Schottenheimer's he's a goat.
The Chargers had some bum coach in them.
Yeah, they've had a lot of bum coaches.
Poor guys. Yeah, I mean, both Giants.
I'm trying
Super
to think
runs.
Of the running backs. Yeah.
With Ahmad Bradshaw, Brandon Jacobs. I mean, Brandon Jacobs is a 1,000-yard rusher that
who
year.
Was, I mean, what? Reggie Bush and.
Reggie Bush was nice, yeah.
But
might be the last one that was actually, like, really good.
I mean, but what?
I think Marshawn is better than Reggie, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Joseph Addai on the Colts. It's like, there's really none.
Yeah.
Actually, Jerome Bettis on the Steelers.
I was about to say.
Yeah. That's probably the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like 06.
That was 06. 06, yeah. 07.
Who did the Bucs have in 2002? They have any?
Not, I don't know.
That was all defense, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when they had Rondé.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rondé Barber. Was he was a safety
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. His brother was the.
Oh, he's a cornerback.
No, he's a safety.
Safety,
really?
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere in the
his brother area. Was running back.
For the Giants.
He's got his own
Tiki
podcast now, too.
No. He literally, every chance he can get, he takes a shot at, like, Eli and the Giants. I think he was literally the year he left the Giants, they won the Super Bowl. So. Yeah, I can't really think of. I just, literally, Emmitt Smith is, like, the last, like,
signature running back.
Like yeah. top tier, like elite mm-hmm. run you over back that won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah I would think so.
I mean, obviously, Walter Payton in the 80s.
Yeah.
The Bears.
That was a much different game.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like just, well, now, like this league, just, you don't really need a running back. It's all passing.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It's all passing now.
Honestly, if you can get a good blocking running back, that's more valuable.
Right.
Than like
so, yeah, hella valuable. That's why I think Saquon, like, he's kind of valuable there as well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's just so many more holes on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Because what, I mean, what class was Saquon? Because didn't there
2018.
Were, yeah, they were saying you guys needed to take, like, Darnold, Baker.
I'm so glad we didn't, though.
Yeah.
As much as, and I mean, Baker
Josh
was the
Allen.
One pick. Saquon was a two, and then Darnold's three.
Yeah.
And Josh
Allen
would have been
six.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the one you could argue, I think. But aside from that, I don't know who else I would want to take. I'm trying to think of who was in that draft.
Bradley Chubb.
Yeah,
nice. Chubb went fifth to Denver. Mm-hmm. Fourth was the corner.
Denzel Ward.
Was it Denzel? I was about to say Denzel, but I feel like he's older than that. Has he really only been 2 years?
Browns had pick 1 and 4.
Yeah, you're right.
They went Baker and Denzel.
That's crazy.
And then Chubb, and then it went Allen. Rosen went like 10 or whatever.
Cardinals traded up for Rosen at 10, yeah.
I feel like teams gave up on him too soon, but.
Yeah, I feel like Rosen.
It's not like he was ever like great.
I know, Rosen wasn't like, but he had like, he threw a pretty good ball, honestly.
Yeah,
he
looked pretty.
Like some of the film, like a lot of film, like. His receivers dropped a lot of passes.
See,
and I feel like he was in horrible situations.
He kind of reminds me a little bit of Daniel Jones. I think Jones has a higher ceiling.
Yeah.
But probably a better situation, too, than what Rosen had at that
point.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying much. But I do, like, sometimes when I go to sleep at night, I'm scared that Daniel Jones is going to turn into Josh Rosen. But I don't know.
What, do you give Jones one more year?
Yeah. I think he has to do something this year.
Put in Colt. Is Colt still there? Did they keep Colt? Or is Colt gone?
He was on a one-year deal, so I doubt it.
He's going to try to play for every NFL team by the time he's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. I love Colt.
I was
Colt
so
McCoy.
Hyped when they beat the Seahawks that game.
That one was bittersweet for me. I'm a Hawks fan, but I also had Colt McCoy. He was like my favorite player ever.
I don't know what it was either, though. That seemed like such a trap game for the Hawks.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I think
That was trap game vibes.
Yeah. I wish I would have put money on that game.
Yeah.
I would have won big.
All right, y'all, there you have it. That's the takeover. Make sure to give us some likes, retweets, shout us out. You know the vibes. If you got any last minute March Madness tinkers, take a listen to the video and watch the video on Twitter. Take a listen to the podcast. Sorry, I'm tired, bro. We'll see you guys Monday. We got a little recap to kind of talk about the tournament so far. Well, we'll be the round of 32 Monday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how everything's turning out. We'll see whose bracket's winning. What else? We got to talk some NFL free agency, I guess, too.
Hawks had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, Washington football team's had a really good offseason so far. Mm-hmm. I like their signings. Patriots have been hella active. So make sure to check that Monday night, guys. We'll be back for another episode of The Takeover Sports Podcast. It's your boy, Ryan Seekert, your co-host, Seth Neuville, as well.
Much love.
And Ben Luca, welcome back. You'll be back again.
Oh, I hope so.
You did pretty decent this time, I'm not going to lie.
As opposed to other times?
Yeah. Well, you spit your gum out on the table. Your last appearance. So I was like, he needs a...
There was a lot going on that day. I remember that very vividly.
Yeah, me too. I'm pretty sure I yelled at you. I was like, what are you doing? Pick up
your
gum.
That was the time that the people were like talking smack too to us. They're like making fun of my outfit.
Oh, yeah, those guys were dicks. I remember that.
It was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny, and it was out of pocket.
No, it
way
took me,
out of pocket.
It took me by surprise at first. I was like, damn, I didn't know there were this many people watching.
We were talking about the Jordan documentary, and then these guys just start, nice hair, dumbass.
Yeah.
And we're just like,
huh?
We're like trying to focus, but then I was like, Ben, are you seeing these comments? So, yeah, make sure you guys shout us out. We know you'll be back to listen to your favorite sports podcast because I know you love us. I know you do. Y'all have a good one. Louis, shout out. Taking some photos of us and videos. Yep. My man sticks the camera in there. Y'all have a good one. Take it easy. Much love. Hope you had a fun St. Patrick's Day. We'll see y'all next time. Peace. Oh my goodness. Y'all made it to the end of the podcast. Let's go. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at the_takeover for the ability to see us live Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 to 6:30 Mountain Standard Time, while we record our episodes to see the behind the scenes action, and you can leave comments and questions for us to answer. If you know anyone that needs a new sports podcast to listen to, make sure to tell all your friends, siblings, parents, baby mamas, and everyone else out there all about the takeover. We appreciate y'all. Peace and love. Hope you catch us next week.